I have not commented once on the rankings because I haven't really paid too much attention to it. As you know, I said that in the preseason, I wouldn't, and I've kept to that. Well, last night, I did pay attention. I knew Penn State was 11 going in. That I did know. And I knew who the top four were. I could not have told you last week who five was. I didn't know. I knew who the top four were, and I knew where Penn State was. So last night we're done with the coaches show. And I had ordered food to bring home. And so I was waiting for it. So the college football playoff rankings were on the TV sets in the bar. And as I was waiting, and I saw it, and I was like, I thought for sure Penn State would be 10 because of what happened with Tennessee. That Tennessee was two-prong. It was a two-prong deal with Tennessee. One, they not only lost to South Carolina, but they got blown out and gave up 63 points.
Right.
That's sort of bad, especially at this time of the year when you're supposed to be playing your best football. They aren't. And they lost their quarterback, unfortunately, Hendon Hooker, for the season. Well, to me, that plays a role in what you think about a football team, because suddenly out of nowhere, the guy that has been running your show that is a Heisman candidate isn't there anymore, so you are not the 10th best team in the country any longer, because the big reason why you are the 10th best team is now out for the year, unfortunately, with a torn ACL. I mean, that stuff makes a difference, and they acted like it made no difference. And it's like, you know, guys, you know, if you're going to do the job responsibly. They've lost twice. Penn State has two losses. Their two losses are to number two and number three. Tennessee has two losses. One's to number one, and the other one is to number 30. And number 30 hung 63 on them. And, I mean, this doesn't pass the common sense test. LSU's five and USC is six. Doesn't pass the common sense test. Okay? LSU's lost twice. USC's lost one time. Now, a win over Notre Dame's worth three wins. We all know that.